we just want to give it a little bit of time for you guys to roll in and just to prepare your heart a little bit. As you probably noticed, it is a little bit different today. We're going to be doing something that's different to our normal worship service. Once a year, actually, we have a thing called the Sacred Music Sunday, where we spend the time to celebrate the role of music and singing have in our worship. We emphasize on what we mean when we sing, what we're doing, and try to enjoy it in our hearts as well. And it just so happens that within the spiritual discipline plan, there is a spiritual discipline called worship. So we're going to work the two together to understand how we are using our time worshiping every Sunday together to be a spiritual discipline, to grow ourselves, and how this, every Sunday, is an act of service to one another as well. So it will be a bit different, as I said. It will be a bit more integrated throughout the whole thing. There won't be a full-on sermon like normal. We'll have a lot of Bible passages and a lot of singing, more singing than normal. So feel free to just relax. You can stand if you want when we are singing and standing together. But if you feel this too much, feel free to just stay seated. If you feel like this is too much for you to sing, just sit back and enjoy the words and the lyrics and just let it soak in your hearts. It may be a little bit jarring or wondering where you're going, because it is, you know, different to what we may be used to. But I encourage you to just roll with it, open your heart and just relax and enjoy this time of worship. Let scripture and singing be your guide of our worship together today. I'm going to pray, and we're going to ask God for his help to engage our hearts and our minds in worshiping him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that each morning you draw us together to know you and to follow you. I thank you especially that every week we have this opportunity to come together to sing to you and to worship you. We thank you that we are not alone in this church, but as we gather today, there are hundreds and thousands of Christians around Australia doing the exact same thing in this exact moment. We pray for all of us that we may engage you with our hearts, that we may open ourselves to you, to know you and to worship you, to experience what a delight it is to know you and to call you our Lord and Savior. Father, we pray for our singing today that you will convict us with the words that we sing and declare the truth that we believe in. May we be transformed in our worship of you each day. I pray all these things in your precious Son's name. Amen. I'm going to invite Phoebe to come up to give us our first Bible reading. Thanks, Phoebe.
Time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in the truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father sees.
Thanks, Phoebe. This is a verse many of you may be familiar with. It's a time where Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at the well, and she comes to him and asks, you know, which mountain should we be worshipping on? As we are worshipping here today, where should we be? Does it matter? And Jesus says, neither on the mountain they were at or in Jerusalem. But Jesus says the important thing for us today and for all the times we gather together is to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now in truth, that is the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ that we celebrate of knowing him, the truth as revealed in the scripture. And also in the spirit, that is the spirit of God and also in ours. Which means it doesn't actually matter where we may be, because God is with us, he dwells within us, we can worship him and connect with him. As Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit as believers, he dwells within us and we can worship him that way. So that means that when we're worshiping him each day or each time we gather together, it's not just an intellectual exercise, it's not about learning about him, but it's an exercise of our spirits, of engaging with him and worshiping him. Yes, we do the praying and the singing and the sermons. They all lead to worship, but they themselves are not worship altogether. Worship is more than any of these things we do. It is the engagement of our spirit to that of God's. And that, I think, should be the aim of our worship every week, that we engage with him with our spirit and his truth. And God is the object of this worship. We don't just sing them. We reflect and let his word soak in our hearts. We let him transform us. So take a moment with yourself today. Just have a bit of silent prayer and ask God to open your heart, that you may leave anything that may have been burdening you throughout the week at the door, and ask him to help you to worship him today. When you're ready, I encourage you to stand and we'll sing Only a Holy God.
Commands all the hosts of heaven. Who else can make every king bow down? Who else can whisper and darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What of the beauty demands such praises? Splendor outshines the sun. What of the majesty rules with justice? Only a holy.
Galatians 2:20 says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me." We are able to worship him today because God is with us. He has given us his Spirit, he has given us his Son, that we may know him. Us as human beings, that we can know and worship God. By the grace of our Lord Jesus, we can come before him. Not be fearful or afraid to have to hide, but we can know him and call him our Lord and Savior. As sin, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Please grab a seat. I'm going to invite Sienna up to give us our next Bible reading.
The second Bible reading for today comes from Psalm chapter 45, verses 1 to 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Sienna. About 10 years ago, actually, I brought a uni friend to here, when I was still here. And that was back when we were having the 5 p.m. service. So afterwards, we went out for dinner. And I asked him, how did he find it? You know, he's never been to church before. And he thought about it. And the first thing he said was, it's a little bit weird that you guys sing together. And you know what? I think he was right. Like, I thought about it. It is a little bit weird that we come together just to sing so much. There's not many other occasions where, you know, we just get a bunch of people together and our friends to gather and to sing and sing and sing. Why is it that we sing? I think it's more than just about praising God. Yes, we are praising God when we're singing, but I think it's more than just praising God. Because after all, we can, you know, speak to each other and declare how wonderful God is, and it will save us the rehearsal time and setup time. We can just talk about it to each other and praise God that way. I think and believe strongly that there is something special about singing. Like the psalmist who said after a bit of his reflection on the oneness of God, about his creation and his greatness, his beginning is, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Shout, come, let us bow down and worship him, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Come and make noise together about how wonderful our God is. I believe we sing because worship in songs move us from the inside to the outside. Our knowledge of our God never just remains within us, but it comes out of us in expressions. Our bodies naturally expresses the things that we're feeling inside of us. Just as we're laughing when we're happy and we're sad and we're crying, we clap when we're excited about something. I think singing allows us to express the emotions that we feel towards God. Singers allow us to express emotions where our words alone cannot fully express them. It allows us to connect the truth that we believe in our head to the passion that we have in our hearts for him. And when we are singing together, we are pouring out our hearts together, collectively knowing and enjoying what a wonderful God we have together, what grace we have received, what mercy we have experienced together. Together, when we sing in worship him, we're adoring our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Our next song is going to be Beautiful Savior. As you sing this song, you may remain seated or whatever you'd like. I want you to consider yourself, to think about the words that are going through this song, Beautiful Savior, and to think about the greatness of God in your life. How beautiful he is to you. How good the good news of Jesus is. How wonderful he is and how beautiful. Let's sing Beautiful Savior.
Jesus, beautiful Savior.
Invite Benjamin to come and share us with us the next Bible reading in Philippians.
The third reading comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Ben. Well, of course, when we come together to worship Him, we're not just hearing from God. Yeah, we do that through the sermons, but we're actually speaking to God as well. God delights when His people come towards Him in prayer. We can bring our petitions, our appeals, or our requests for our needs and our troubles to Him. He actually wants us to come to Him with the things that are on our minds, the things that we may think are too big or too small for Him. He wants us to come before Him. Sometimes in our lives, I think it's hard not to be anxious, isn't it? It's hard not to feel this burden every day when we go to bed, thinking about what's next for tomorrow. We turn on the news and we see all the things around us, the wars, the famines, the flood, the cyclones, inflation, all these things that are coming at us. And especially in the last few years with COVID, we've been living under this air of nervousness, almost this fear of just being around other people. How are you feeling at this time? Are you used to being worried all the time? Are you used to feeling tired? Is there something more personal that is happening to you right now that you want to give over to God? Whether it is in your family, whether it be your work, your studies, or even your own health. Are there any burdens in your heart today that you want to present over to God, to lift it up to Him and to give it over to Him? Take a moment by yourselves again to just be honest with God and show Him how you are feeling. He knows what's deep inside of you. So you don't need to hide. It's okay. Give it over to Him. Even if you can't see how it may be resolved, ask God for His help. Heavenly Father, we ask You to search deep in our hearts. The things that are overtaking our lives, Lord, we ask that You'll help alleviate us from them. Help us to trust in You, to know that You are indeed God over all things. That there is nothing too small or too big for You. The things that we even imagine to be impossible in our minds, Lord, we don't see how they could possibly get through. Lord, help us to hand them over to You and trust that You are good. For Lord, You know best for us. You know what we need. So Father, we ask that You'll reveal them to us that we may trust in You and Your plan. Help us live each day with open hands and open hearts, not holding on too tightly with the things around us, but entrust all that we have to You. You are a good God. God calls us to come to Him with petition, with thanksgiving. That even when we're asking Him about our worries and our burdens, He reminds us to give thanks. That despite what we may be feeling, we can continue to know that He cares for His people. That when we come together in worship together, we are reminded of the blessings in our lives. That each morning, we have a new reason to be thankful to Him. And of course, most of all, we have Jesus to be thankful for. Will you join with me and voice our gratitude in songs? That as we sing 10,000 reasons, that you'll thank Him for all the reasons that He has given you. To consider what are your reasons today to thank God. And then after that, we'll sing Jesus, Thank You. Voice out your thankfulness to God for this gracious gift of Jesus Christ and the cross. Now why don't you stand with me and we'll sing 10,000 reasons.
The next reading is from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 to 6. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that was brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Sing Jesus, thank you.
Table, Jesus, thank you.
But of course, I think if we are all honest with ourselves, there are times that we just don't feel like worshipping. At times we wonder, why don't we just stay home and watch a stream and be done with it? Which brings us to why worship is a spiritual discipline. Why every Sunday is a discipline for us to come here together to worship Him together. So our tradition of Sunday worship comes from the tradition of Sabbath. And the word Sabbath means to literally stop. To stop in spite of everything that is going on in our lives. That despite the busyness, the uncertainties, that each Sunday we are intentionally choosing to stop. To stop, to worship God, to remind ourselves that our time is not in our hands. That our lives are in God's hands. That He's the one we can trust, and He's the one who's worthy of our time every Sunday. Yes, our whole lives is an act of worship, that Monday to Friday, even in our workplaces, our studies, we can worship Him through that. But there is something unique about us on Sunday coming together, stopping our lives and to worship Him as one people. There is something special about our physical presence with one another right now as we encourage each other. Just by turning up today, you are encouraging the person next to you to continue to worship God. You're letting them know that they are not alone in this faith journey, but you are with them. That they are amongst brothers and sisters in this life of following Jesus. When we come together to worship God, it is a way of serving each other, a way of loving one another. When we are praying for one another, singing songs of encouragement of one another, we are urging and spurring one another on. And of course, when we sit together, we're getting a glimpse of the future reality. That one day we'll join with countless believers from around the world and through all ages and sing the praises of His glory together. Where we'll hear His word together. And we will dwell in His rest forever. What a great day that will be. And that's why I think Hebrews commands us to never stop giving up meeting together. That whatever the fears, whatever the stresses, whatever the pressures we may face, that we are to meet together in person, to spur one another on, to remind each other the wonderful hope it is we have. Now, I know some of you are watching this online right now. And for some of you, there are very good reasons for you not to be here, and that's fine. I encourage you to contact me or someone so that we can continue to care about you and to bring you in some way into our love and our family as well. But I encourage you to consider why it is that you're not joining us in person. Some of you, you know you have no good reason not to be here in person. Maybe you've gotten comfortable. It's just easy. We don't have to wake up so early. But let me promise you that all those comforts is not worth giving up our worship together. We need our brothers and our sisters around us in this faith journey. We need each other to remind us that we are not alone and keep going forward. We need to worship together because worship truly matters. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of Him who calls you out of darkness and into His wonderful light." As our last song, we're going to do exactly that together. We're going to declare the praise of Him who called each of us out of darkness and into His wonderful light. To declare the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ to one another. To declare the name of Jesus Christ, our King. As we sing, "What a Beautiful Name," let me encourage you to listen to one another and to let that encouragement flow through you. Let's stand as we sing our last song, "What a Beautiful Name."
heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name.
Jesus, we thank you for each week's opportunity to worship you together. We thank you that we are not alone in our faith, but you have given us brothers and sisters to walk alongside of us, spurring us on. We pray, Lord, that each week together you will work your miracles within us and your word will mold us and shape us to be more like you. We pray that our singings will remind us of the truth we believe in and declare your praises and your glory. We thank you that you have revealed yourself to us so that we can come and worship you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of your Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.